Hey, earners, what's up? Look, today's episode is brought to you by Acorns. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by the idea of investing? I know I have. It can seem so complicated, and sometimes you just don't know where to start. Many of us think we need a lot of money to get into investing, or that we simply don't have the time to manage it. Well, today I want to share something that's going to make your life a lot easier. That's right, Acorns. Acorns makes it easier to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. And now, Acorns is putting their money into the future. Open an Acorns Later IRA and get up to a 3% match on new contributions. That's extra money for your retirement. Don't waste another second. Head over to acorns.com/EYL or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/EYL. Earners, what's up? Y'all know the adage, buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise flagship fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise flagship fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/earn. That's fundrise.com/earn. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise flagship fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
Let me ask y'all a question before you get out of here. I had just put out some content about everybody starting a podcast. Now, I remember, I think I seen a clip of you all talking about it being an influencer recession. So, you know, I believe that everybody should have a podcast, whether it's short and or long form, because, you know, it places you in the thought leader and expert seat to house content for your community and or business, which I think is necessary in this landscape, building a personal brand. But I want to know your thoughts on, do you really believe it is an influencer recession and or not?
It's definitely an influencer recession. We talked about that on Blackout a few weeks ago. I mean, you could just look at it from comics, you know, struggling to you know, make ends meet. You see them doing different things that a little weird. As you know, they're not really. Nah, shout out to all of the comics out there, though. Salute.
You mean like product placement type stuff?
Salute.
Yo, nah, that's crazy.
A lot of people in the financial literacy space, you don't see them anymore. I haven't. 90% of the people that was in the financial literacy space during the pandemic haven't even posted in months or weeks, or they just completely are doing something different. I think even, you know, in the OnlyFans, I don't know if the OnlyFans girls are making money like they used to. So yeah, I think that there's an influencer recession, but in any recession, there's still some people that are still, you know, thriving. And usually a recession is only for a short period of time, and there'll be another bull market. So there'll probably be another bull market at some point in time. But right now, I think it's down. As far as your question, if everybody should start a podcast, I don't necessarily agree with that. I get the concept, and it is a great way to engage with your community, but I don't think everybody's passionate about it. Mm-hmm. It is a lot of work. It is something that, you know, takes time. Contrary to, and you understand that, right? Like, you have a show, like you put a lot of energy into that. So contrary to belief, it's not easy. It's not just just pick up a microphone and just start talking. Like, if you can do that, but that's not going to be successful. If you want to have a successful show, you got to actually put time into it, research, know your topics, you know, edit, pay money, stuff like that. So everybody's not for that. I think everybody should have an Instagram page for sure. Everybody should have social media. But I don't think everybody is cut out to actually have long form content in what they call the podcast space.
Yeah, this is a conversation that we've had amongst each other. But I think I actually had this conversation 2 days ago. Everybody has a voice. Everybody can use their voice. But I think the why is the most important thing. Right. And especially when we saw this bull market inside of the podcasting space, you saw everybody doing it. Then you saw celebrities getting on board because they thought, all right, this is an opportunity to make money. Well, even from an advertising standpoint, and we've seen and spoke to multiple corporations, there's been a pullback in the spend. Right. People are cutting their budgets when it comes to spend. That brings around down the amount of people who are now looking at it as a place of monetary value. And so inside the podcast space, you don't see celebrities doing it anymore because the value is not there. But what were they bringing to the space in the first place? They just looked at it as a money opportunity. So yeah, people should have a voice, but they should also know the value that they're trying to add before starting that, right? Because if you're doing it for money, you won't be doing it very long, right? If you're doing it because there's a passion, there's a reason why you want to talk, there are people that are following your message, yeah, then you'll do it regardless if you're getting paid or not. But inside of that, create multiple different ways to generate income. I think that, you know, the people who are successful, and especially the people that we know inside the space, have done exactly that. They're not relying on just one avenue of the podcast to make their revenue. They've created a system. They've created an ecosystem around it. So make sure you know what the value is. And yeah, definitely for the first part, is there a recession? Yeah, I mean, it's obvious. When you walk around, you don't see the same people you used to see in some of the rooms that you are. Some of the rooms that used to exist don't exist anymore. But, you know, the cream will rise to the top, and the people who add the most value will be relevant and stay focused inside of the space.
Yeah, I think I look at it as there's a consolidation that happens in it. And then there's cycles. Right. Yes, there's always that cycle of excitement that many people get involved. Right. And they start to do something. And then the consolidating standpoint are the people that are actually good at it, people that can actually perform and that actually have real influence. When I think about, you know, podcasting, I think about it from a personal branding standpoint. And then I think about all of the skill sets that you can gather along. Right. If you're looking at it specifically from a pure profit standpoint, then no, everybody is not going to be able to create a profitable of 6 to 7 figure podcast. Right. There are some voices that can and that will for sure. But if you have a business, right, 9 out of 10, right, I believe that you should have a space where that business has a voice. Right. Number one, as you are creating content around your product, becoming a thought leader in that space, right? Like I had to shoot some content about cordyceps the other day because there was this new study that came out about human trials being done on cordyceps where it increases performance and it decreases the amount of recovery time. And as I was sitting together preparing that, I'm learning more about my own product and I'm learning how to sell it and how to explain it better to people. Right. And then you become a voice of authority when people that are just searching the internet are looking up cordyceps and mushrooms and looking for supplements for themselves to take. And then they learn about it through you. And then that becomes a funnel to your product. Right. So if anything, podcast creates a content funnel that can go to your product, your service, right? You as a speaker, whatever it may be. And so it helps people hone in their voice. It helps people learn how to tell their story. Right. And whether you're putting out the whole long form or whether you're doing something short form or not, you're able to use those clips on your Instagram, right, on your TikTok or wherever they may be. And then you start to master that as you go along the process. But I think the process of producing a podcast itself becomes a content funnel for you to be able to use it in all these areas, right, that become beneficial to you and your business. And when I say everybody, of course, I don't really mean everybody. I really mean entrepreneurs, people that are serious about it, people that want to build personal brands. The personal branding space is continuing to grow and it's going to grow billions over the next few years. The way that they're dividing the pie, especially these advertisers, is not the same way they used to do it at first, where they might give one person one big chunk. Right now, they're trying to go through authentic audiences that often look like smaller audiences because they're trying to get that user generated content and they're trying to create a higher depth of relationship with the customer through smaller influencers. So we're talking about 2,500, 5,000, maybe 10,000 followers, right? Because they're going to get a greater return on that relationship that that smaller influencer has. Now, I think that most people that teach podcasts don't know what they're talking about, don't know how to create a good show to save their life, right? So if you want to focus on your show itself being a generator and what you're directly monetizing, that's a whole nother level of expertise. But if you have a company that has a product, right, the point of media is for advertisement. I don't see why not at least create a show, right, around your product or conversations around it that you can then take that short form content, because now we have AI that can chop these things up. So it's not as hard as it used to be. And I think when most people think about it, they think about the consumption of time and energy and expertise that's needed. But when you're talking about having Opus Clips and Taja AI and all the access to new AIs, it's actually as easy as posting, right? It's really just consuming time and you getting a little creative and you using, what's the AI that we use to create the thumbnails all the time? Canva, right? You're using something like Canva. You can create a full deck brand doing that. And I think that most people have given up before utilizing the best tools on the market. And so the only problem that happens is everything starts to look the same. People start to lose creativity. But I think personal branding, community branding, founder vlogging, right? Those are where content is going towards the future, right? Greater authenticity, transparency, right? Being able to tell your story, getting into the minds of the people. That to me is a key going forward as people think about it. Like, your personal brand is not about what you do. And my framework is about who you are. And so that's one of the things I've been helping people focus on. How do you scale that personal brand that turns into a community brand, right? And then how do you service that community by building a world around it, right? And so I think that people are looking to find their tribes right now. I think people are looking for shows that fit their personality and fit their schedule, because we got access to all these information and shows all throughout the world. But how do we get it to where these are my preferences? So high level conversation is the preference of the smart person in the world. It's the preference of somebody that wants to think differently, think outside the box. They get tired of the same content that is actually get funded right now, right? They're still putting budget to BS. And the advertisers are not getting their dollars worth because they don't have enough information on the changes of interest that people are into now. So people watching high level conversations, and it's a reason why me and Billy Carson and Yaki and Blue Pill and whoever else I sit down with, and we have a high level intellectual conversation that stimulates the interests that are underserved in society, because they act like people only want the same mundane popular entertainment. So I think that people need to heavily niche down. So it's less competition when you niche, and you still should be creating content and podcasts, but you should be doing it so it's a funnel to your personal brand or product. And if you want our assistance, that's what we do in the High Level Club.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
The highest level.
The highest level possible, 19Ts. I appreciate you, man, for stepping in. Ian, I believe he got disconnected. He might have lost his battery. So like I said, prayers to everybody in Houston. They're going through a major issue right now with the hurricane.
Shout out Pop Darby in Houston, my brother D God.
They said over two.
Sauce Walker. Just start shouting out my Houston brothers.
So, yeah, so salute to Houston. And don't forget, 19 Keys will be in the building for a special round table, not a panel, round table discussion at InvestFest with Yaki Awaken and Billy Carson. That will happen.
Listen, hey. InvestFest going to be something different. I just want to let y'all know this year. You know what I'm saying? I play every year like it's the last year, so it got to be the best.
It's the only way to play.
I know my good brother Rashad is not doing drip reports, and I'm glad he, you know.
Don't do that.
Relinquish that responsibility.
No, you don't do that. Listen,
because
bro.
No.
The last time we checked, the scoreboard reads.
Let's not go to scoreboard. Let's not do that. I'm champion. But now we got that out the way. Everything will be immaculate this year. The booth is going to be immaculate. The drip is going to be immaculate. The brand, the speakers, the presentation. You're going to be stepping into the future. And I want everybody to step their game up. When I say step your game up, I mean like the design, the aesthetics, the cleanliness, the thoughtfulness, the intentfulness. As you step into that door, have a plan on how you're going to connect and network with people, right? Get creative in a way that you're going to vlog your travels and your trips. You're spending time and you're investing. And it's something that's beautiful that comes particularly once a year, but be super intentional, right? You have Black Friday that come and entrepreneurs will spend a whole year getting ready for Black Friday because they know the opportunities that come along with their business. I want to make sure that you at your optimum level when you functioning, you smelling good, you looking good, but let's make InvestFest count. It's not enough of these type of events that happen in the culture, right? So when you have an event like this, these are the times where you're not just waiting to see what myself is doing or Rashad or any other presenters. What are you bringing to the table at InvestFest? Because it is a people's movement. Right. It's about you investing your time, your energy, producing assets, generating network so that this can stimulate you, right, for the rest of your life and or at least until the next cycle that we see you again. So I just want InvestFest to be taken serious because I believe that this is one of the most beautiful movements that happen in culture where we get together and we think about our future. That's not happening at most times. We're thinking about distracting ourselves from our past or present circumstances. But when we come to InvestFest, we thinking about how we make a better future. And that's up to the people. There may be celebrities in there. It may be all these beautiful big names, 50 Cent on the stage, you know, many men and all of that. But these brothers got money already. They got wealth plans already. When I think about the future and people saying, man, I was there and my family put together trust and we put together plans and we got more discipline about our lives and we stepped up our businesses and we start studying different things and this is how we've implemented it and this is how we've grown. This should be a documentary to where you're saying that this is the growth from this year, from last year, and we just keep on growing and we have an exponential growth. I just want people to take it that serious where you're documenting the future of wealth. You're breaking a curse and you're building wealth, right? Because we all starting as first generational curse breakers for the most part. So that's all I want to say about InvestFest. Make sure you show up and be at your 100%.
There you have it.
Well said.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.